to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Sopinduka is here, Mr. Soliano.
I'm here.
Amaru Weno was undermined.
Alright, Don, I am.
We've been asking you for these t-shirts since last year, Don.
You must beg.
Come on. How you been saying that since last year? What's happening? Yeah. What's going on? Okay, what's wrong? Do you need funds? What's happening?
Do I need what?
Do you need funds? It's January. I know. You might need funds. What's
funds?
Happening?
No, I don't need funds. I'm okay.
What's wrong? Why don't we have the t-shirts?
Because I'm going to give you the t-shirt. It's going to be special. Come on.
Will I also get a t-shirt?
No.
Why?
You haven't asked.
I have been.
Listen,
yes,
don't lie.
I have been.
You didn't ask.
Because Max is saying, oh, I would love something. I'm like, this, supporting that, because it's a wee thing.
We have fagas, and then you didn't ask your fagas.
Okay, now I'm asking. So
okay, yeah, you'll get a t-shirt. It's fine. Guys, everybody will get a t-shirt, yeah?
Oh. Next year.
No, you'll get a t-shirt. Don't worry, you'll get a t-shirt.
It's your birthday next month.
Eh?
Yeah.
Is it your birthday next month?
Oh, yeah, it is my birthday next month.
Oh, shit, in Feb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just pretend like you forgot, you know? I don't do birthdays like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what did we do for you last year?
I don't remember.
Mm. I don't do
birthdays, bro.
No, I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, man. Like, come on. Birthdays are for women and kids. We don't do birthdays.
No, we do birthdays.
Unless I'm turning like 40 or 50 or something, but like, come on.
But let's take birthdays seriously this year, guys. Let's do something.
You. Yeah.
Bye, boy, guys.
Let's start with Saul. Ne?
Yeah, let's start with Saul. Thank you.
Let's start in March. Can we start in March, please? Ne? Let's skip Feb, please.
No.
Man. Guys, I don't like birthdays are just... No, man. Like, I'm not in the spirit of birthdays. I've never been in the spirit of birthdays. Like,
you say this every
when I was 15.
So.
Yeah, and I mean it. Sometimes I keep quiet until one motherfucker remembers. Before we leave. It's Saul's birthday. Like, it's a nyonyo. Nah, man. Come on.
You must allow people to celebrate.
I can do a party, not like a whole birthday cake and situations thing, you know? Yeah, an event, yeah. Maybe,
but we want to celebrate you. It's okay. It's for
you
us.
You can give us a t-shirt. That'll be a surprise.
Here's why I've got a problem. Here's the main problem I have with birthdays.
Okay.
Ne? People will do stuff you didn't ask for your birthday, or they'll wish you a happy birthday. And then once you forget their birthday, because now you've got the responsibility. It's a false responsibility now for you, me to remember his birthday. No, birthday. Yeah.
You're
but
right.
If I forget his birthday, if we don't celebrate mine, we good. But now if he
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Mm, thank you.
You're right.
That's why. My main thing is that. It's a trap. Like,
I get that.
Because now, we are Oomba, if I don't wish you a happy birthday. Yeah, and I'm like, but I didn't solicit a happy birthday. And I didn't want you to say happy birthday to me. I would have been very fine with no happy birthday. Now it's going to be like, oh, solo wish you a happy birthday in your cork, you know? So that's why birthdays are like, come on.
The favorite birthday you've ever had?
And birthdays should be for moms, not for, because they're the ones who gave birth to us.
Oh.
We should celebrate the mom. Like, oh, damn, you gave birth to your fifth child today in 5 years or 5 years ago, right? The most memorable birthday. One of those when I was a kid, my mom took me to Mike's Kitchen and brought like and booked the kumbi. And I had friends come through.
Wow.
Let me show you. Pop up the picture here, ne?
Wow.
Pop up the picture here. And then my friends came through, friends from school. My brother from my dad came through. Kanyisani was there. All my friends. Uluzugo is now a Nyaope boy. Nyaope kids live though, man. Like, don't you have on Nyaope? I'm like, fuck, you know? How do you do this thing? Have you noticed? I see you first and you open like them niggas have been open for 20 years. I'm like, how do you do it, bro? You know? Yeah, Luzugo was there, Unete was there, Uste was there, Usabelo Zingelo was there. Oh man, it was great.
You know,
Kulego, Katlego, my cousin. abantwana bakasis mom be my mom's friends were there. It was really amazing. Mike's Kitchen opposite Jamestown Lake, way back, like this was 96, 97.
It's funny you say that. There's an American comedian who said that, because you know America's got this opioid problem.
Yes, yes.
It's like, these opioids are fucked up, man. Like, when niggas get hooked on it, like 2-3 weeks, they're dead. But niggas have been on crack.
Right?
And functioning. Like, these opioids.
Nah, man. Yeah, so that's my most memorable birthday. I still have pictures. You know,
I used to have, for the longest time, I used to have pictures.
I used to have pictures here for the longest time. Yeah. I think I took them. It was in one of those pictures. But I do have them online. You'll just pop them up. And then there was like a whole jumping castle. First and only birthday I ever had a jumping castle.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it was brilliant. It was really beautiful. My mom went out, went all out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 97. Hey?
Mm. You grew up soft. Nice.
Softish. Softer bits.
Mm, that's beautiful.
90s standard. Gassy soft. Yeah. Not like proper soft. Park town soft.
Yeah.
Park high soft.
Yeah.
Wearing a blazer. I didn't even wear a blazer in primary school. Yeah. What are you talking about? I wore a dry Mac.
You probably had a matching cap. Like, we're, you know, school,
but he was not a dry
cap.
Mac. You know, he was soft and had everything. This is my daughter, Mac.
We gotta start fighting people for bringing up old jokes. That's an old one, man. The Pucktown one. Ah, it's been done and dusted.
It's not true. It's not a joke. It's the truth.
That's your
man.
Life.
It's not a joke.
It's 2024.
Mac, no, wait, Mac, so where did you grow up?
Come on. Because you want to identify as a Kasi.
Mac,
how?
You're not a Kasi. You can't identify. Hey, but he can. It's 2024.
Hey, man, that's a thing.
Are you trans Kasi, dog? Let us know if you're trans Kasi or something, you know? Like, we are like, we are respected.
Yeah.
We are very open-minded. Yeah. You know? We are very open-minded on this podcast.
We respect people for who they are. Yeah.
Yes, we respect people.
Yeah.
We are inclusive.
So, yes.
We're tolerant of others.
Yes.
You know, we're inclusive. Okay. So
it's a good one.
So let us know. We're very inclusive.
We are.
Oh, okay. Man. Hey, Timbler's here. Ghost Ladies here. Dudu's here. Tabang is here. Tato's here. Neo's here. Fred Checker's here. And last but not least, DJ BJ.
DJ BJ! I'm up 15.
That one was gatekeeping mixes now. He's gatekeeping mixes now.
What do you mean?
Angithi doesn't want to share. Like, every time he plays a song, when you ask him, who's, he's like, no.
Yes.
I don't know. Eh? Or it's an old mix.
What do you mean you don't have a gig, bro?
Nah, bro. Yeah, well, I'm some Mastercraft, too. Yeah.
And no, we're playing at Chevy Shit's party tonight. You want to open for us?
Shit down the track, come on. We'll play for 30 minutes, though.
Huh? Let's go.
Yeah, when you play horses, you can just go shit down the mic.
Shit the track, come on. Both of my music are gingy, so don't play horses.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, what a fucking week, eh?
What?
Like, so much has happened in SA. Where do you want to start, bro?
Oh, damn. Fuck. And then a lot happened. Kelly Kumalo, one of the witnesses.
You want to start there?
The police. Okay, let's start there
let's
already.
Let's start there, man.
That is wild. But it's like, you know.
Let me bring people to context.
Yeah, up to speed.
Up to speed, right? So the court heard that through an affidavit that the late Senzo Meyiwa's former girlfriend, Kelly Kumalo, is one of the one who ordered a hit on the late Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates captain. The link comes from her cell phone's memory albums.
Oh, man.
It was revealed in court that communication records between Kelly and her sister show that as early as 2013, that she wanted to get rid of the deceased.
Oh, man.
And he passed away when? 2014.
Oh, man.
Wow. In the affidavit read, it was further revealed in court that she attempted to get rid of him before and she regrets not succeeding back then. So this was another attempt. Sure. The revelations come from an affidavit of one of the accused in the case saying that Kelly is the mastermind behind the killing. Kelly Kumalo also did not disclose that she had four cell phones she hid to the police. How the hell do you have four cell phones, bro?
That's crazy.
Like, I understand having two, but four.
Dude, that's crazy.
And you're a musician.
Bro. Yeah? But what's one, you know?
Mm.
Maybe, but... Two, three, maybe four.
Two, you can get away with. Three is pushing it. Four.
Four. That's hectic.
These four numbers were discovered during an investigation, and that's where the link was made between Kelly and the accused, who fired shots and killed Senzo. Kelly's cell phone records has the photo of the accused, number three, who has been identified as the one who pulled the trigger. Advocate, therefore, has been called out to be given his flowers by some sections of social media. They said the man solved his case long time ago when he questioned why all the people, including Kelly Khumalo, who were at the house when Senzo was killed, were not arrested. Your take, Ghost Lady?
It's hard. And we've gone through this roller coaster for so long. And I think, again, we're in this thing of the suspect is Kelly. Mm. We're back to square one. When is she going to stand on the dock? Mm. That's my thing.
Can she still do that?
Yeah. She can be still. She has to be called in. Because as a witness, like, remember how first they just called the sister? Remember? Mm, mm. And obviously, yes, she cried, she spoke and said, you know, and obviously, kind of, well, what we say, she lied because it was just very vague, you know, her what she testified. But, okay, I'm honestly, just waiting for the Dave to see Kelly on the dock.
But to believe this, do you think we're getting closer to the truth?
It was said before. Remember when these records, the cell phone records and that Kelly, remember, it was said, we heard this thing long time ago, but it just kind of like fizzled. Mm. Now it's being spoken again. So what's next? Can she be like prompted to appear? Like now?
Yeah, my thing is, if the evidence, you know, holds, she surely should take the stand as a suspect, because if it was not her, if let's say they found evidence linking me to the murder, and they're like, there's this common number all these guys called, and other maybe evidence, and these guys are saying in the affidavits that, you know, Saul is involved, surely I'll be indicted and be, you know, and brought to court to take the stand, summoned. So if the evidence, because the evidence should be also tested. Right. Number one, these guys are career criminals. So they could have easily, and we need to be objective about it. They could have easily, they could lie on the affidavit. Under oath. Obviously, but criminals don't give a fuck, especially a career criminal. They can just lie under oath, right? Mm. So there's that possibility. And what you're saying, there was evidence before by that Afrikaans guy, white guy, the cell phone records that show that I think accused number two was in contact possibly with Kelly. Yes. But Advocate Mshololo, who's the lawyer for accused number two, then poked valid holes into that argument and that evidence, because she said, you can't prove at the time, I think, that the phone belonged to this guy necessarily, or that this guy was the one. It could have been the number, but he was the one talking. But she managed to poke some holes in it as well. Yeah, well, so there's that also. So that evidence, I mean, till the lawyers come up and question the lead investigator, you know, the lawyers need to question him and see if that evidence holds. And if it holds, she must also take the stand then. You know what I mean? But also, we need to think about it, right? I think a lot of us have been suspecting that there's some foul play and fingers were pointing to Kelly and everybody else in the house, because the stories are just so different. You know what I mean, bro? If someone comes in here right now and does anything, yeah? Let's say they come in and they hit this award and they walk out, and then somebody else asks us what happened. We're all going to have parallel stories or similar stories, similar, right? Yeah. Small details like the color of the shoelace we might not know. But big details like how tall was the guy, how dark was he, we'll know. You know what I mean? And the sequence of events, we'll know. So that's why there's foul play. But at the same time, if she's innocent, I really do feel for her, because even when the lawyers take the stand to question the guy giving the evidence and they poke holes into the evidence, in the court of social media and the court of public opinion, she'll always be guilty. Like how some people get accused of maybe a crime, rape, for example, and then it turns out they didn't do it. Mm. Within their hoods, their reputation is gone.
Yeah,
you know?
It's late.
So if she's innocent, I feel for her, because now it's like, yo, even with this evidence, even with the affidavit, even if the guys have lied on them, it's like, yo, bro, you had a hand, you know?
In
this whole thing. So, let's wait till the defense questions the evidence as well.
This thing is tricky, man. It's giving me a Tabo Bester vibes, man.
In what way?
In terms of, I feel like there's someone who's very powerful, who's behind all of this, mm-hmm. and doesn't want it to come out. Because having interviewed Kelly Khumalo twice, right?
Yeah.
I got the vibe. I could be wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But I got the vibe like she knows what happened.
Yeah, and that's... A lot of people may not say maybe... But she knows, and we feel like people in that house have been withholding the truth because there's so many stories. And then
So I get a feeling like she knows what happened, but she's scared to tell the truth for whatever reason. Maybe they, you know, like they're doing the movies, blackmailing her family or whatever, or they're going to tarnish her or burn her, or like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like destroy her, you know? I feel like now they're just throwing her under the bus. That's the way I see it.
So you're saying there's another part of the story where she's the victim of, not a part of the shock and loss of Senzo, but now she's...
Yeah, Doc, because when I was interviewing her and I'd ask her about this, like you could see the fear in her eyes.
Damn,
well,
bro.
I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could tell, like, she wants to talk. She wants to tell the truth, but she can't, you know, for whatever reason. That's the feeling I got.
You know, her sister, she went out onto her sister's Instagram, Uzandile.
Yeah.
Her sister. And she said people should not worry a lot, because Kelly did not kill Senzo. And also warned that isazokhala ingoma kaKhumalo, meaning they will still spill the beans, basically. So,
and you know how powerful these guys are, bro.
Yeah.
Which guys?
Like the guys that, you know, are behind like Tabo Bester or whatever.
At that level. I mean, if you're able to get a whole captain of a Bafana Bafana dead and still no justice after so many years, and you're orchestrating this, it's testament to the power that the man yields or the woman yields.
My question is, though, is that, okay, if they really this, there was some person so powerful behind it, what did Senzo do to deserve to be killed then?
Asazi. What did AKA do to deserve to be killed? You know, a lot of times we don't know the answers. We don't know what happens.
Because if there's such much secrecy in someone dying and there's no one coming out, or even the cops are not getting anything, basically takes you, what did this person do?
Maybe there wasn't a motive. Maybe it was a mistake. Yeah. And they need to cover it up. You know?
So you're saying, oh, damn. So the guy's taking weight. Wait, a mistake? So intruders came and then they shot by mistake, or there were no intruders at all. It was a mistake amongst them.
Yeah.
Oh,
so then
sorry.
Who would be so powerful? Who would want to protect?
I don't know. If I knew, I would have solved the case.
Oh my God.
But anyway, is anyone following this Big Brother story?
Hey.
I'm a bit familiar with it. I'm not following it. Like, I'm not following the Big Brother, you know?
Yeah.
As a show.
Yeah, and you, Kanye?
I'm not sure. I heard that there's a guy who had to be like removed.
Evicted, yeah.
Yeah, evicted because of some comments that he made. And yeah, like.
It's wild.
Find the video, man.
I know you are an avid watcher of Big Brother.
Yeah, I love Big Brother. Yeah.
Oh, so you know.
So you know.
So what happened is these guys, the Big Brother threw them a pool party, right?
Okay.
So everybody's drinking, everybody's nice, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then later on in the night, these two guys, my KK. And
Bravo B.
Yeah.
So
they're chilling by the pool and they're talking. And then Bravo B is like, hey, I wonder if we're going to fuck these girls. I'm paraphrasing, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, I want to fuck these girls. They look drunk, you know, that vibe. Like, okay, they're intoxicated. Let's try to fuck them. Let's smash them and whatever.
Predatory vibes.
Yes. Yeah. And then Makeke is just there, like, kind of like, you know, bumping him, you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
And he's like, yeah, Lashile, this one is whatever. And then, yeah, that's why I got evicted, because of that.
But who still talks like that?
I saw the clip. He's like, yeah, plus, what are you? We must smash.
Yeah.
Plus, yeah, what are you?
Yeah.
I want to fuck them. But it sounds so bad when he says it, man. I think, play it, man. Just find it on just.
I don't have it. Can you try find it for us, Fed Checker, and just send it to the group?
You'll find it on Twitter, mainly, like, Bravo B Makeke. Hey man, it's Hey, man, I'm not going to text. I know text,
you've
bro.
You've
like,
cameras everywhere. They are bro, you're on TV, you,
man.
On TV. Like, how do you talk like that?
But even if you're not on TV, like, in Jay, like, hey, I'm going to tell you, and when I want to fuck you, tell you. Or, I don't know how he said it, man. It was like, giving very funny vibes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
It's like,
it is.
Ah, dog. And I think it goes to show that the country we live in, you know, because we it's becoming normalized.
No, it's not even just this country,
gender,
bro.
It's not only a country.
It's a global thing, this, bro. It's a global thing.
Nah, but South Africa, bro we've got a huge...
Nah, bro.
We've got a rape PR. Like our PR is
bro,
very rapey.
How many movies, Hollywood movies, have you seen where they go to... Harvard schools, these frat parties, and the girls get drunk and then they rape them, and then the girl goes to the cops and then they don't believe her, and then her family disowns her because they think she's a hoe, and then her whole life is fucked, and then the whole movie is about how she gets redemption. How many movies have you seen like
that's
that?
True, I have seen
I've
some.
Seen the it's latest one was Mila Kunis. Have you seen the one with Mila Kunis? You must check it out. It's literally, that's the storyline. But it's not a South African thing. It's a global thing, bro.
It's just that in South Africa, there's like books written about it, you know, about the phenomena of rape in South Africa. I've mentioned this book on the podcast before. It's called Rape, A South African Story or A South African Tragedy, something like that.
Yeah.
The name of the book, it's red, it's black, with it's written in red, Rape. Number one, I think, right? Big Brother made the right decision.
Yeah.
And then secondly, the guy also needs a talking to, you know? Like, yo, and I was wishing that would happen on the screen so that it's a teachable moment
for
everybody else.
Because let's be honest, this shit happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens. Guys talk like that.
All the time, bro.
And it's not, it's like, foul. You know, it happens
crazy
all the time. Yeah.
When I was just starting to date that lady, I went to a friend's party and she was drunk, right? So we put her in the other bed so she can sleep. And my friends was like, yeah, dog, let's run a train on her. She's drunk.
No!
I was like, no fucking ways, bro. Took her, went into the car. I've never seen those guys ever since. They wanted to run a train on her, bro.
Yeah, guys. No.
This shit happens all the time, bro.
Yeah.
But you derailed all of that.
What do you mean?
Like, you stopped it, right? From happening.
I thought it was a pun. Derailed.
Yeah. It is. Train. Derailed. Oh. Train. I will come and train a park time. I come up in the Park Town. There's no trains in Park Town. That's why. But shout out to you, man, for being, you know, a
true
responsible,
story, dog.
A true
I'm not,
dude.
I'm not saying that
a real gent.
To make it seem like I'm a saint
shout
or whatever.
No, but come on, man. You know
true
what I mean?
Story,
like,
dog.
Yeah, no, shout out to you,
I was
man.
Like, what the fuck?
Because, man, you must call out your dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It starts with us gents. Because a lot of times, somebody else would have said, hey, guys, if that's what you're doing, I'm dropping off at this station.
You
know what I mean?
So you don't call them out.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't call them out, you don't stop it, and you don't protect the intoxicated, unconscious girl, you know, someone's daughter. Right? So the reason I say it's a good decision that he made, because Big Brother had to call it out. Now, once he calls it out with everybody there, now other people start feeling uncomfortable if the guy remains in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a good thing they removed them from that situation, not necessarily to cancel him, but let's be honest now. That girl's father needs to watch this guy in the house, them getting drunk as well. Already he's pained by hearing him target his daughter like that, who's just drinking and having fun, and this one is like, yeah, I want to fuck. It's one thing to say, I want to try my luck. I mean, I was in Big Brother, and I wanted to fuck Kat, and I made it known. You get me? But it wasn't on some, only when she's drunk.
I'm going to try
you know,
my luck.
I'm going to try my luck. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing altogether. Wanting someone and expressing your desire is fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's a you're a man. This is what we do. You get me? But now
even women, because
even women, yeah.
Earlier on, there was a girl from the house. She was talking about the size of guys' dicks in there, and she was like, "Oh, this one's got a big dick," but she wasn't.
Oh,
like,
she's doing that thing you do.
What?
Remember. Remember, you said Busta Rhymes. You said Busta Rhymes. Just like a big dick.
About old jokes.
Hey! It's your truth. It's your truth.
I'm not buying.
No, I'm putting it into context. I'm not
all
that thing.
We're dealing with a new Mac now.
Yeah?
We're dealing with a new Mac. He doesn't want to be reminded of his old.
But you know what? You know what, right?
It's, but yeah, but to finish my point, she didn't say like, when he's drunk, I'm going to jump on that dick and ride it.
Yes, when he doesn't know what's happening, when he's out of his faculties, you know what I mean? I will then do my thing because that's now very rapey. It's so messed up, but it speaks to what happens like when gents are chilling and you know, and you need that guy or guys to say, "Aye, bro, what is this?" You know?
I tell you the power of manifestation. What was Big Brother thinking? Their tagline is Siamosha. First win, Mayamosha.
Mayamosha. Yeah, man.
Actually, that's true, though. The power of manifestation, Siamosha. Is that the tagline?
Yeah, Siamosha. Siamosha.
No, not for 3 months. Oh.
What does that mean, Siamosha? What did they get there? Like, why did they decide on that?
Mosha in.
I mean, even that just sounds like a... That's stupid tagline. It's stupid, man. Come on.
Bro, this thing is bad. I remember.
You know, like
Samosa. It's all coming back to me. I remember I was at some restaurant. Ne? I don't want to say the name because then it seems...
Samosa is so destructive.
There's a show that uses us dishin.
Yeah, I know there's a show, but I'm just saying they could have used that too or something.
I don't want to name the restaurant because it's going to seem like crazy creeps are there. But literally, I'm sitting there...
But that's what happened there.
Yeah, no, but it's
not... like saying a rape occurred of a little kid at a restaurant. You don't want to mention it. No, it's Dross. It happened at a Dross.
No,
you
but
know what
I
mean?
Was,
like,
I
that's,
was...
what, that's the story. It happened at Dross. We
no,
know.
I was chilling, drinking. Wait. I'll let you know. Let me finish the story.
Oh, okay.
So I'm chilling, drinking, and these guys are passing by. They're leaving.
Yeah.
This establishment.
Yeah.
And they said, "Skatsok rape manje."
Oh!
I kid you not, dog. Wow.
Okay. The restaurant is not relevant now.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. I get it. Because if something like that happens at a restaurant,
then
it's because of
negligence.
Then you must name them.
No, of course.
That's
of course.
Messed up.
Dude.
Why?
It's got so great, Pamba. Imagine.
I mean, I know there's figures of speech and stuff, you know what I mean? Like Sam Marsh is a figure of speech, but Katsuk Reaper is what? I mean, that's foul, man. How are you comfortable saying that or even hearing it and then approving of it? And
do you think they
say,
they evicted him because of social media pressure? Because Twitter was going crazy.
There was pressure and most likely responses also.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But also just a reasonable thing, like I said, because either they're going to let it play out, ne? But now, if umtita ucabanga kanjalo, like in his head, that's normal thinking, right? Okay, oh, but there's diary sessions. Big Brother was obviously could have obviously brought him in a diary session and said, "Yo, that kind of talk and behavior is not allowed." Whatever. Cool. Then it the show continues. But I think the pressure from sponsors. You know how. It's the sponsors, man.
Obviously.
But why? Can you explain to me why do sponsors care so much about Twitter but not Facebook?
Good question.
Eh?
What happens on Facebook?
Oh, on Facebook it was just a normal day. People were going on about their business. The show was going on. No one cared.
Are you for real?
I kid you not.
Well, maybe Facebook people are not that vocal then. Maybe.
But it's weird. Like, hey, sponsors... tremble when it comes to Twitter.
Twitter's very louder. It's just a louder platform, I guess. I don't know why, but it's just that's the way it is.
Did it ever happen in your season?
We didn't have any funny things happen of sexual harassment, of rapey stuff.
Did someone just randomly get evicted?
In our season,
Did someone get randomly evicted during your season?
No. Nah, no one got evicted. No one hit anyone. Like one of the girls, Lexi or someone, was involved in a fight, but it didn't get physical. No one was evicted or disqualified, rather. I mean, everyone got evicted apart from Manga, technically, but no one got disqualified. Nah. You know, no one got evicted. This is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm.
Back on that conversation about just gents would say something like it's timeless, it's your raper kind of. Do you still get on porn sites the category rape? Is it still on?
No.
I've never known it to be. There's rape?
Yeah.
Well, there was?
I think I remember there was a whole debate of how are people going to stop speaking like that when you find on porn sites that there is a rape category. Jeez. And people, find it's like a fetish and it's a...
I get a rough sex, but rape, as in... them acting out a rape, like the girl saying no, stop, and then the guy, and that turns somebody else on, and the girl cries, and the guy.
It seems that brutal. Like, I remember a conversation about this whole thing, and that's why I'm asking now, because it just took me back.
Nah, that's
like,
foul.
Is there that category? Thank you. Fact checkers got something.
Fact checkers got the fact on rape.
That's crazy, man.
As a genre.
According to an article that was made by The Guardian in 2020, yes, there are still specific porn sites that do have rape as a search category.
Wow.
That's irresponsible, though. That's totally irresponsible.
Are you alone tonight?
They are catching fire for it. That's why there are a lot of articles that are being out there to out the specific sites and to basically bring awareness to it. But until today, there are specific sites that do have that as a category.
Rape.
Jeez, man. Yeah. Nah. That's heavy, eh?
Yeah. If you've got such things and people who think they actually are turned on by such, imagine.
Do you find the book on rape, the South African book?
What is it?
Ring the bell.
What is it?
The book is called Rape, A South African Nightmare. It's written by Phumla Dinawa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Phumla?
Dinawa.
Phumla Dinawa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Phumla, man, did you see one of the housemates is Phumla's friend?
Oh, Ulirato. Yeah.
Phumla, remember Phumla from the podcast?
Yes.
She used to do events for us.
Yes.
Yes, her friend is on Big Brother, Lerato.
Oh,
yeah, okay. She also works with like Back to the City and Ritual Stores,
yes,
Osmic.
Oh, wow.
She was part of, like...
Last time I saw her, she was, she came to watch you play at Coffee.
Yes. That's the last time I saw her as well with Sbu and them. I called Sbu as soon as I saw her. Also, Pali, so she used to work at YFM. I don't know if she still works at YFM. There's a girl, Pali, on the big one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she works at Y. I know her as well. Yeah. I think I saw your lady post that she knows some people.
She knows Ghost. I don't know, Ghost.
Or there's someone called Ghost.
Yes. I think it's Andile's brother.
And the reason, Andile who?
Andile, the SABC one guy, the sports guy.
Andile Ngube.
Ngube, yes.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
You see,
I'm not sure. I could be fake news, but.
And the reason for that is that a lot of people like us in the entertainment industry know these people. It's because I've seen Big Brother has moved in a direction whereby they are putting in kids who want to be in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. Oh, like TikTokers.
Yes. Like, remember BU? Already he was like rolling with Reason. Remember before?
Yeah.
That's when we first met him, when we interviewed Reason. He drove Reason.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Who else?
Oh, wow.
I mean, even in the previous...
quite a lot, yeah.
There were rappers there.
There was a chick who used to dance, like,
yes,
on TikTok.
Yes, actors. In BU season, the guy, man, the gay guy. What's his name? Such a cool dude from...
Sister Maria.
What a cool oak, yeah. Mm. Him as well. He was an actor. Mm. He's been in short films, etc.
Right. Yeah.
Paul Abadimu and them, you know what I mean? They've always wanted to be...
Failed radio hosts.
Who was that?
Who's the guy who wanted the hot chick? Nale? The guy who wanted Nale?
Nale?
Tulani or... What was his name?
Who?
The guy who wanted Nale, man. He's on radio now. He's back now. He works with...
Oh, he's not a fake. Come on.
Choose
my dad. I'm swinging the tools, man. I'm swinging the tools. Tools is on YFM. It's like when I went to Big Brother, I was on YFM. I was not a failed host.
Was
I heard
take
what
a jig on you. Like I tried, Saku, I was like,
hey, man. I was on the breakfast show. Yeah. I stopped the breakfast show to go with Big Brother. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I was on there. Tools, my dad. I see that.
Hey, Wayne.
You see it. Yeah, but Big Brother.
Didn't you? You're such an
He's
avid
a fucking
fan.
Tool, dog.
Tools my nigga. That's my guy, man. He knows I love him.
Yeah. On a lighter note, we love Tools. I bumped into him a few times.
On a lighter note, what did you think of the Sam Keller interview, bro? Did you like it?
I loved it. I love because she can think, you know. Man. Yeah, she can think and articulate her thoughts so well. Mm. Brilliant.
She's gorgeous. Mbon.
Oh, she's pretty in real life. I couldn't stop telling her. You're Sam Keller. She's beautiful.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Nah, she's really, and she's got such a beautiful personality.
Yeah.
Yo.
So she was telling me after we recorded that apparently because of the ICG thing, ne?
What's ICG?
ICJ thing.
ICJ.
What's
South Africa, Israel, Court Palestine
of Justice.
Oh shit. Don't you mean Beyonce every day she wakes up? ICJ. Okay, yeah.
Oh my God.
The International Criminal Court, right?
Fuck, how the hell did you take it there, bro?
I don't know, bro. Oh, yeah, the Israel thing, yes. And there's a thingy on that now. It's fully concluded, yeah.
So she was saying, like, America hates Africans right now. So even Netflix and Prime Video, they're pulling out, like, all the shows.
Amazon is pulling out of South Africa.
Yeah.
Mind you, Amazon is leaving South Africa.
Wow. Yeah, because of this thing.
Fucking Amazon leaving the whole of South Africa. Motherfuckers. They leave us in the jungle. But it's fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Are they pulling out shows now? Because she knows the scoop, right?
Within
the entertainment industry.
Because
I know someone who's also in the entertainment industry. They shoot some shows. And there was a big show that they just secured a contract now with Amazon. Their production company, and they were like, "Ooh, Amazon is pulling out of Africa, you know, or South Africa rather."
They're doing a Kanye on
because Kanye did say, you know, about I don't want to mention the people.
That is a long way to go.
I don't want to mention the people. Yeah. Otherwise, our American tour will be canceled. Like, sorry, not going to America anymore. So, hey, bro, it's crazy, hey? You ruffle up some people, dog. Things start crumbling. The world starts crumbling around you. So, yeah, even that Jewish airline is bouncing as of March.
Oh, yeah, to Tel Aviv. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to stay?
Yeah. Can you find a fact checker? Just say... Israeli airline leaving South Africa
no
longer flying to South Africa.
And Tel Aviv, yeah.
Was between you and Tel Aviv, the trips, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hectic, eh? Mm. But I think we knew this was going to happen. And shout out for us for standing up for the right shit, even if there's going to be some consequences there. It's whatever, man. You know, who's Amazon, Netflix, whatever, when there's kids dying, you know, babies, man. You know what I mean?
The International Court of Justice on Friday ruled that Israel's actions in its military invasion on the Gaza Strip is suspected of genocide. The court sided with South Africa on almost all of its assertions that the court had jurisdiction to hear the matter, that South Africa had the right to bring this case to the International Court of Justice. The court also agreed with South Africa that the rights of Palestinian people in Gaza has to be protected by this court. It threw out Israel's argument that the court should not hear the matter and did not side with Israel on its argument that South Africa was an ally of Hamas. The court granted provisional measures, which was an important victory for South Africa, but did not grant South Africa exactly what it wanted, which was a ceasefire for Israel to immediately halt its military actions in the Gaza Strip. However, the court ruled that Israel must stop all its genocidal acts in its military invasion of Gaza immediately, which means stop killing civilians, stop causing harm mentally and physically, stop the displacement, among other things. The court also ruled that Israel should allow for humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip. It also ruled that Israel must punish those who are inciting for genocide, the likes of some Israeli politicians, and that Israel must report back to the court on its efforts to comply with this court order within a month. Now, South Africa says they have been vindicated by this judgment. They say that despite the fact that there is no clear ruling of a ceasefire, it affirms their position that Israel is in breach of international law and that everyone is equal before the law. Israel has immediately responded saying that the judgment was anti-Semitic and that, you know, it would not comply with the judgment. The move now focuses on the United Nations Security Council. South Africa already said that this judgment will then be referred to the UN Security Council and noted that many countries, allies of the of Israel, like the United States, have a obligation now under the Genocide Convention to not support Israel's military invasion of Gaza because it is suspected of genocide. This is a big moment for South Africa. It does not immediately halt the fighting and the war in Gaza, but if the court order is implemented, then the war as we know it for the last 3 months or so has to end. Israel has to stop killing civilians. We know that more than 25,000 people have been killed, the majority of whom are women and children. And South Africa says that this case is not about anyone other than the people most affected, which is the Palestinian people who continue to be bombarded and face severe starvation and displacement.
If you listen to this clip, Doc, they literally are taking people to court to say, please stop killing kids and people. Like, imagine going to court to say, please stop killing someone.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah, that's like, yo, we know you're at war, but hey, you're killing kids who are not Hamas, you know? The kids are not Hamas.
So, somebody listen to this. You have to take someone to court to ask them to stop killing people. Mm. Imagine, dog.
And I know it's a victory, the judgment. Oh, she's going to read the judgment now, you know? But it didn't say, obviously, like, cease fire. It just said, continue bombing, just don't bomb the kids. And don't bomb the elderly and women who are not Hamas.
Yeah, but next must go to Congo now. Next, we must go to Congo.
Yeah, Congo, we're not going to win. You see, Congo is like the Kelly Kumalo situation that you were speaking about, yes, Thabo Mbeki. Yes. There's countries
that benefit.
Huge countries that benefit from what the instability of Congo, that are arming rebels and saying to the rebels, just make sure that these minerals are not in the hands of Congolese people or X and Y people. They can flow that way. They mustn't flow this way. You've got people funding that.
And like vendors, I think we're from Congo. Ne? Vendors are from Congo. Yeah.
Yeah,
how are you guys from Congo, man?
We came all the way down from Congo, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Hey, why are you looking like I'm undermining you?
Hi. Explain it, Peladota.
I don't know the research, but I've heard about it. I've said it on the podcast before.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Anyway, ghost lady. My pepandaba, what's going on? You got some stories
for us? Yeah, but some vendor synonyms are like you remember Kipiteni Mutombo. You remember that guy? He played for under 23. I'm a kluk kluk. Remember Kiputeni Mutombo? Yeah, and it does sound very Congolese, Mutombo, right? The surname. It's like, what's his name? Forget now. I don't know. That's just a
fact checker.
Just to summarize the ruling for the ICJ for you.
No, we played a 3-minute clip. It summarizes everything.
But there was a Mutombo in the NBA. Right?
To answer about the whole airport thing, I do not know exactly how to state it, but yes, there will be an airline that will stop operating from March that comes from Israel going into Johannesburg.
Mm.
Okay, I'll find you the name, and I've got this airline.
Mm. It says El Al Ta, something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Israeli El Al. El Al Airline stops SA flights in March. Yeah, it's called El Al.
Mm. Sure. Anyway, Ghostlade, what stories you got for us? Yeah.
Alrighty. On an interesting story that we had during the week. DJ Lamy's whole worthy is allegedly Chico Twala's biological daughter.
Wow. Do they look similar?
I don't know. So this was revealed at her child's party where Chico attended. So it'll just be interesting to find out. For instance, Meg, remember you said Lamiz was your ex, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that case, then you would have been Chico's
son-in-law.
And
you're reaching, guys. You're reaching.
I'm going somewhere. Okay. Then you would have spoken to your brother-in-law, and then he would have told you what happened when he was with Kelly and Santi.
Long a twat.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, guys, leave me out of this, guys.
Case
why are you implicating me in this?
You see now when you say you don't know. You could have solved this case.
And you know, I went to school with Twala's kids.
Oh, for real? I'm along with them.
No, Mbali and Joy. Remember, we even called Mbali on the show.
Oh, yeah. Was that Chico's daughter?
Yeah.
Whoa, damn, bro.
I had a crush on Mbali, man.
For real, she's so gorgeous, no? Mm. Hey, no, man, I once bumped into the Mbali.
Yes.
I took a selfie and sent it to you.
Yeah,
because she comes up to me and says, hey, I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, hey, I'm the girl Mac got a crush on. I'm like, oh, yeah. Then sent Mac a pic. I'm like, hey, look what I'm with, man, your crush from high school.
Let me see if they look the same, Lamiz and Chico Twala. So why is this only coming out now?
Well, because he was seen there celebrating.
Some siblings or something.
Yeah, for the kid. Like Christian. A Christian.
Ooh, oh, they do look similar, man.
Let me see.
Look at the nose, bro. Yeah, the nose gives it away. But I went to her parents, né? When we were still dating.
Yeah.
Long ago, though, in Pretoria. But I met a mother. I don't know. I don't think I met a dad.
Oh.
Let me see.
I don't know if it was the stepdad or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it was probably the stepdad. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, no wonder let me say Tandy's Chico. Now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. And the same funnel is Chico's Achilles. No wonder. And the same funnel is.
Hey, are you guys following the Tempo shooting story?
I'm not following it, but I've read about it. I've seen
what
it.
What has happened? What has unfolded?
No, I saw a video. This thing is wild, bro.
Yeah, it happened like last week. Two weeks ago?
Talk about it. Remember?
So here's the update, ne? Businessman Spamandla Mabonga has been charged with 2 counts of attempted murder and possession of an unlicensed firearm, amongst others. Mabonga was shot in the ribs at Tempo Nightclub. Ooh. Is fighting for his life in a public hospital in Joburg. So this guy is one of those tenderpreneur guys.
Yeah, no, it's Londi London's boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh, is it? The ex?
She says they broke up. Like now, like clearly they broke up recently, because just the other week she was giving him a gun, that viral video.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
for the birthday, remember?
Week,
yeah. So
this guy was trying to get into the club with a firearm.
Hey.
There's a video. Let me send you guys the video.
I saw the video.
Let me send you the video so you can check it out.
So he was trying to get in with the gun.
He's trying to get in with the gun, this fucker, bro. Mm.
Why was he forcefully trying to get in with the gun?
I have no idea. And the bouncers
are there. Because he heard that the power radio shooters. But why would you want to force your way into the club with a gun, bro? It's just when they catch you, you go, okay, you called me, let me go to the car and put my gun in the car, you know what I mean? But why would you want to force your way into the... doesn't make sense, man. Thank God, bro.
I said it in the group, check the video.
So that's what was happening. So you wanted to get in with the gun, even when they found the guy is in Kipiteni Matombo. His vendor, right? And he used to play football. And then there's also Dikembe Mutombo, who plays in
that
the
NBA. Sounds Congolese.
So
eh?
That sounds very... he's Congolese, I think.
Mm.
In the group, you said, ne?
Yeah. So he's the guy in the white, ne? If you see this video, he's the guy in the white. There's no audio.
Yeah, it's surveillance.
So he's the CCTV, guy in the white.
I mean.
Can you see the bouncers are pulling him back? They're like, hey, he's like, hey, I heard the shooter.
Hey, so why don't you make it?
That's funny.
Hey.
There's about 5-6 bouncers there, bro.
Exactly.
And then soon he's going to pull out the gun, my dog.
Oh, pull out a gun on sick.
Yeah, that's when you must see. They all start dashing, the bodyguards. These are the bodyguards at your favorite clubs, by the way. Look at them. As soon as he pulls out the gun, can you see? They all run, dog. There's only 2 left.
I'm not there yet.
There's only 2 left there. And then there's the other one. He comes.
This guy's like surrounded by bodyguards and it's like fighting with them.
Yeah.
I mean, bouncers.
And then they, can you see the other one comes and that's when they shoot him and then that's when the, yo, this is heavy shit, man.
Gun. Of course they're going to run. He pulled out a gun. The guy shot him. Then he turned around and shot the guy.
Yeah.
And the, now the guy who works there is rolling on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude. Crazy.
That is nuts. Oh. It's courageous, dog. You. Such courage. By five, now do you want?
The other bosses were like, all right, man, we're getting paid 700 per night.
Yeah, that's guys, bro. Come on, you're not going to. Yeah. Yo. As I thought, like, he had his crew. Then there was another crew. Guns pulled out. It's just one man trying to get into the club.
Yep.
With a gun. Dumbass.
And then I saw in the article that that's not his real name.
Is it?
Yeah, in the charge sheets. Apparently there's another name, Bongani something. I can't even pronounce the surname and the middle name in that same article. So I found that strange.
Speaking about clubs, you know, ladies go, POPs, they go to clubs now with the yoga machine.
That's clever. Well done, girls. Well done. Well done, girls.
Are you for real?
No, at least then you get the money fast. Swipe. Because what do guys do? They send the money, then they take it back. So that's clever.
Pulls it out. It's like, I heard you want to tap that ass. Tap this motherfucker first, nigga. That's crazy, dog. Eh? But those things are like $200-$300 to get these days. And they're like pocket size. Exactly. Like a tiny ass calculator.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, my dog, then suddenly I swipe. Hey.
My girls are seven.
Hey, Nell, you didn't get a yoga machine when you went to the strip club? Christmas, there was no yoga machine.
Oh, he says he had cash.
Oh, he had cash. You're offline.
Offline.
No, it doesn't matter. You take my trail, yeah?
Offline.
Anyway, Ghostly, what else you got for us?
There's a story that, are you aware, Ududuzani Zuma has actually formed his new party, and it's called All Game Changers, and their main focus is being the LGBTQ rights, like just LGBTQI plus rights.
Mm. Are you for real? This is like a...
It's alleged.
Yeah, I haven't seen...
Alleged, what's the, who's the source now?
Mapepandaba.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Did he mention that on the Popcorn and Cheese episode? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no. That's the source.
No.
Wasn't he part of the MK
suspected. Yeah, those were rumors. You know, which I also suspected that obviously his dad is obviously a bit too old. He'll probably just take over and run with it. But it seems like that he's started.
Okay.
Fact checker. Right.
Good luck, man.
What's wrong? Why are you going no? What's happening?
Okay. According to a headline by News 24, it says All Game Changers, Duduzane's new party revealed name differs from father on LGBTQI rights.
It does what? Repeat that.
The party reveals that they have different perspectives from his father's in terms of LGBTQI plus rights.
So that's not their main cause they're championing.
Yeah, they just have different views.
But he does want to see us in the Rainbow Nation, right?
Of course.
I watched the clip,
I think,
man.
His dad also wanted us to have a Rainbow Nation as well.
His dad?
Yeah. But I guess they have differences and they are focused on...
Where are you taking us, ghost lady? Lead us.
We are your passengers. Shaila. Strice, we're your passengers.
No, I'm just saying we are the Rainbow Nation.
Oh yeah, we are. Yeah.
So I'm saying even his father was for the Rainbow Nation, right? And he just has a I guess.
How was his father the Rainbow Nation?
How? South Africa.
Oh.
What do you say about that? We're gonna sing the song. Hey, I want a piece. Yo, hi. Yes, I thought you're going somewhere.
No, how?
Then go my way. South Africa. I'm like,
We love you.
From the clip I saw, what he was trying to say is that everybody in the country knows what's wrong with the country. They know what we got to do, right? But no one has put their hand up to say, okay, cool, we are going to do this thing and, you know, march forward and make sure there's change, right? Mm-hmm. So he's saying, well, right now they're just rallying in whatever platform, whatever influence you have to make that change. And then when we get there, when it's time to elect someone to lead us, at least there would have been an army of people leading change.
Sounds good. They all took the talk, you know, these politicians and people want to govern the country. They all have these great ideas, man, and they sound amazing. ANC has got some of the best policies on paper, you know what I mean? So I'm not impressed really by the talk, and not just by him, by all of them. All of them.
Did you hear this crazy story about Galax Boy? So Galax Boy, they get their stuff made in China. So someone found the factory where it's made and they now order directly from China and then they're selling it online.
That's foul. You know what? That is foul. Because my thing is, why don't they start their own brand? Like, okay, now you found the factory. You found the source.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So send your graphics to those
people
guys.
People are hungry, dog. No, people are hungry.
Because, you know what, that's fucked up because they're lazy to do the hard work.
Yes.
Because now they want to hop on this guy's hard work in getting the brand recognizable and marketing it as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because if you found the source, then you tell them, hey, I also want to start my brand sell it for high prices when I make it for cheap, just like Nike and everybody else does.
Yeah.
But nah, that's fucked up, man.
Dude, if you go on TikTok
black,
now.
And the guy's black.
The guy?
Doing that.
Everyone, it's not just him.
No. The one who's screwing Galax Boy.
It's not just one person. It's like a thing. People are ordering straight from the factory. Wow. If you go on TikTok now, there's so many accounts where you can buy Galax Boy stuff for cheaper.
Yo.
Yeah, there's a black guy behind that.
No, so.
There's many people.
There's many people.
Nah, fuck all of them. That's fucked up, man. I mean, the way that kid built that brand, I'm just a kid from Pretoria, bro, and that really built that brand.
And he's
brand.
Doing so well, bro.
And for you to come out and do that, you know what I mean? That is foul, man. Imagine they sell, you do all the hard work on Grand Joe and Chiller's Punch, and then somebody makes it in their backyard.
In Tanzania, you know?
And.
Hey.
Huh?
He's very, very, very capable. They're capable of doing
it. I can remember Tanzania was selling fake alcohol.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I told you this when we got back, remember?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nah, man. We need to thingy, bruh.
What? We need to what?
Hey.
Ah, so. God, what podcast?
What's his name? We need to call him, man.
Who?
Ulentuza. He's on the... I forgot his name now.
Who?
Can I forget this guy's name?
What does he do?
On the Mapiano rap.
Tulaniwe.
Yeah. He's Tanzania selling. Who's Tanzania? Now, why is he selling fake alcohol?
I know. Tanzania's a country. Come on.
You did say, no, fuck, I remember. In Zanzibar, right? Zanzibar. Oh, fuck, you should have said Zanzibar. I'm thinking, why is Tulani, you know, why are you selling fake alcohol in Tanzania? Oh, Zanzibar.
Yeah, it's a whole market, so what they do
is
they...
Yeah, you did say, sorry,
there's people
say.
That collect, you see, like, I'm done with
Tulani,
this bottle.
Way, yeah?
So there's guys that will take the bottle, sell it to the guys who make the fake alcohol. The guys who make the fake alcohol, put the fake alcohol in, wrap it up, and then sell it.
Yeah.
That is foul.
Yeah.
Nah, that's foul, man. Yeah, so that's fucked up, man. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and also it's like, okay, bro, guess what? Nike does their fucking shit in China. You know what I mean? Find the fucking factory then that sells. In fact, there is a town where you can get like your duplicates, like fakes, but done from the factories where they do these things. I forgot the name. There's a YouTube video. Please try find YouTube video. YouTube. Fake Nike China city in China. Like, there's a whole city that does and sells all these things. So my thing is, why aren't you selling fake essentials? You know what I mean? Why aren't you selling fake vitamins? Why aren't you selling...
Maybe there's no demand for that.
There is. Amiri, there is. Why aren't you selling fake Amiri then? You know what I mean?
Even this
Why
thing,
are you going to sell a fake local brand, bro?
Even this thing, because lady, what's this thing that ladies are into now that even people with diabetes can't get them because...
Ozempic.
Well, even Ozempic, there's fakes, you know that?
Is it?
There's a lot of fake Ozempic, yeah.
Wow.
Wait, please describe, what is this Ozempic thing?
It's a type 2, I don't know what type.
Yeah.
It's a diabetes medication. One of so what it does is it helps the body create insulin, right? And then when it does this, a lot of people, the side effect is you lose your appetite. So then people subsequently lose weight. So that's what it does. So a lot of people who aren't diabetic get it prescribed. A lot of doctors are prescribing it for weight loss. So they are prescribing it for its off-label use. That's what they call it. Like if you want to take a medication, but not for its intended purposes. So then now people are buying it and clearing the shelves to lose weight. So
and now there's a shortage for people that actually need it.
Yeah, the diabetics now can't get it.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember because it was such a craze. I remember last year I was even inquiring because I'm like, how guys? I also, you know, hook me up. And then like when they were saying that no, but this is not available at for the pharmacy. You need a letter. It was like a whole like it was just hard basically to get there. I was like, okay, clearly it's not. But basically this started in America. Honestly, and there was a whole craze. The Kardashians, everyone was just, it was like the celebrities were losing weight was just because of Ozempic. Mm. And then obviously it came over South Africans as well. I know I saw some YouTubers who were also on it and talking about it, how it has helped them. So it was huge.
It's a good excuse for the guys that have AIDS now. You can just say, I'm on Ozempic.
But the guys that have HIV and AIDS, man,
they've got ARVs.
But you know when someone like you, if you,
they don't even die these days, like
yeah,
no, for real, like ARVs are all
Penduka.
You
get
now,
God forbid you don't.
Okay, not...
But let's say you get AIDS now, right, and you start being skinny, and I come and I ask you, when's alarm poison? What's happening? Are you gonna tell me I got AIDS?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now you can say I'm on Ozempic.
No. You could just be on ARVs and just get your weight back fast.
No, it's always some TB or ish.
No.
Oh.
ARVs, guys, they help you overcome all of that.
We understand, but I'm saying when you're skinny and someone asks you, why are you skinny? You've lost weight.
Normally, when you're in that stage, you are in hospital.
Exactly. What do you say when people ask you that? Exactly. The go-to thing is I've got TB. Now we've got another one. That's what I'm saying.
Why would you be on Ozempic in hospital? I'm MacGyver. No! I hate we're having this debate. So not right.
Fetchek, hey, you've been ringing, yo.
Shame.
Like, the way you guys are talking. Okay, for starters, Ozempic is not just for diabetes, but it is mostly used for type 2 diabetics, not just type 1. And it is done to regulate your glucose levels in your blood and an HbA1c that usually a lot of people with type 2 diabetes has. So what it does to a normal person is it, don't forget that fat turns into glucose or glucose turns into fat in your body. So it regulates the levels of glucose, hence you start becoming skinny from it.
Mm.
Why are you looking at Saul when you're saying all of this?
He's usually the person who sponges information.
Oh. Yeah.
So I know
we're
he's
not
listening.
Smart.
Oh. No, we don't need us anymore.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
Cool. Like,
hey, this undermining thing is nice. It fits in everywhere. Everywhere. I was undermined. Yes. Yeah. Where were we? Yes. Oh, you're done.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Thanks, man. Glucose turns into fat. What were you saying there? Sounds interesting. Glucose what?
Your sugar levels or your glucose does turn. So when you have a lot of glucose in your body or fat inside your body, I do not know exactly how the process is going. I can research about it, but it gets stored onto your body as glucose. Basically.
Your body takes it and uses it as energy, right? Energy. But it will take what it needs. And then the rest, it doesn't know what to do with it and turns it into fat.
Oh, dude, it's funny you say that because a lot of people have been DMing me saying there's no way Chiller's Punch is 5%. It must be like 7%.
I've been hearing people right? say that. Come on.
So you know what happened, right? So we only put like 1 teaspoon of sugar in Chiller's Punch. So there's not a lot of sugar. So what happens with alcohol is that when you drink alcohol that has less sugar, it gets you drunk quicker because it gets to the bloodstream quicker. So because Chiller's Punch has 1 teaspoon of sugar, so there's more alcohol in it. That's why it gets to your blood flow quicker.
Oh.
So if you look at like beer, it takes a lot of beers to get you drunk because there's a lot of sugar in beer. And if you look at like tequila, that's why tequila, as soon as you take a shot, it hits you straight away because there's no sugar at all in tequila. Yeah, so that's why.
MacGyver. So now, are you selling Chiller's Punch as a weight loss? MacGyver.
I'm just letting you know why you get drunker quicker with Chiller's Punch. Yeah. There's not a lot of sugar.
But you just sold us like a weight loss. I'll drink more Chiller's Punch.
What's on the mind, Ghostly?
I'm trying to get another 5 kgs off. I'll be like, thank God to Chiller's Punch.
Yeah, who needs a Zempeg? Anyway, anything else, Ghostly?
I wanted to ask you. Mm. So there was this question I see on Dudu's Prep, né? About... I'm looking for it. For GQ magazine is unhappy about the remarks you made, Mac, that you only got the award, the Entertainment of the Year award, because it was sponsored by Striped Horse. Mm. And that's the only reason.
Isn't it? It isn't.
Maybe they actually just want, they believe.
Anjo, what was your category you won?
Man of the Year. Entertainer
of the Year.
Man of the Year was sponsored by Striped Shorts.
Entertainer of the Year.
So what are you saying? Are you saying you didn't deserve to be Entertainer of the Year? Or are you saying
you
did deserve it, but they only acknowledged you because of the sponsor?
No, man. It came from when the Striped Horse guy went on stage.
Marco. Not Marco, man. Marco's...
Yeah, yeah. Thingy. When he went on stage, my understanding, I might have misheard him.
Yeah.
But I thought he said... I think what he said, now that in hindsight I look at it, I think he said, Uri, we were glad that Mac won this award because I guess they are part of the awards.
GQ, yeah.
So when they found out that I won it, they were...
Striped Horse.
They were glad. Shout out. You know the relationship we have with Striped Horse. So in my head, I was like, it means if it wasn't for Striped Horse, it means I wouldn't have won because I've never been on GQ's radar.
They've never acknowledged.
Yes. So that's where I was coming from because it's very new. It's like right now, Prime Media saying I'm the best DJ they've ever had. Do you get me?
I don't. You're good at what you do. You've earned your stripes and deserve it right from yourself. No, like, get it. Yeah, stripes. But you're good.
You've earned your stripes.
You've earned it on merit also. On merit also.
Okay, so what was I meant to say?
Basically, you shouldn't just say you got it only because of Striped Horse.
Yeah.
That you actually deserved it.
All right, cool.
And they acknowledged... SGQ, they acknowledged. Maybe they are the ones who told Striped Horse that we want to give this award here to Mac.
But it does look like, what Mac said, it does look like that. Your math is mathing also.
Yeah. But why was I great? Tell me again.
Why? It says why?
No. Why was I great? Tell me again. We must sing Mac's praises every day, hey?
No, shout out to GQ. It's the only award I have at my house, hey?
For real?
Yeah, I got it in my office.
That one you deserve to.
Yeah, because I probably won't ever win it again. Unless Striped Horse is...
Now he's making sure he doesn't win it again.
I'm just kidding.
GQ now is just forced to just give him something random, you know?
I'm just kidding,
man. Man of the day. Award.
Last story I saw this as we were prepping for the show.
Yeah.
Listen to this, guys. Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon CEO, WWE Wrestling, you know, Vince McMahon?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's been there for like 30 years since we were kids. He's been there. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vince McMahon accused of assaulting ex-employee with sex toys, defecating on her head during threesome.
What?
During what?
Threesome. Crazy.
Is that one who used to come out of a limousine, eh?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon. And
Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sis.
I told you, the truth's coming out this year.
This is someone we idolized as a kids, man. Mm. And now you,
behind closed doors.
Sis. Violated.
Well, that's why, because that story I saw this morning was that, was that he had stepped down from his role.
Oh, did he step down?
Yeah, yeah, just Google step down. Jeez. Vince McMahon steps down. So that's why he has stepped down subsequently. Because So the threesome.
Yeah.
But they didn't consent.
Hmm. Sounds like they didn't, man.
And then he's assaulting people with sex toys.
Yeah, so there's a lady that came out saying he assaulted her with sex toys.
And she used to work...
Yeah, at WWE.
Hmm. It's raw. Drop this. Vince McMahon is a problem. He's a menace. Vince McMahon is a menace. I'm glad he's still alive though, so
now
you can
know what the raw
music
stands for.
Hey, what's raw? What's raw about wrestling? Seriously, what's raw about it? What's raw about wrestling? What's raw about wrestling? Raw. God.
Smackdown. My toys.
These people, they always give out like clues. Just like
he was hiding plain sight, brother.
Yes. They always like... They always give fucking subtle clues. You saw that clip of T.D. Jakes. Yeah. Have ever been swallowed? Just get swallowed. Yeah. God, this happened at P. Diddy's party. Getting swallowed.
Smackdown Raw.
Raw. It's always there in front of us, hiding in plain sight. That's madness, bro.
So do we finally know what The Rock has been cooking?
Cena has been seeing.
he's been seeing shit. He's been seeing.
What is he denying? You can't see.
It's all making sense, bro.
Now it's all coming back. It's all making sense now. That's some wild shit. Vince McMahon.
Yes, what Sol is saying is true. According to Los Angeles Times, Vince McMahon has resigned as a parent of WWE after being sued by a former employee named Janelle Grant on sexual abuse and sexual assault.
Yo. Yeah, this year is the year. Yo.
Aren't you guys, ladies, aren't you glad you work on such a beautiful network?
Yeah, no, so assas. We are very glad. No stories.
What kagala?
Hey! What say you? On Skako? Hey!
Guys, please just keep it up.
Guys.
Thank you for making this a safe place.
Yeah. No, we don't even have to thank us. That's how a workplace should be.
Manifestation. Man. Yeah, like, we podcast and we chill.
We should just been chill, like normal. Chill.
Yeah.
Just chill.
No funny words. Yeah.
Nah, come
like,
on.
Has anyone ever hit on you, like from the team, even while they were drunk?
Imagine.
Never. I'll be honest,
when you started,
guys.
No one hit on you. Zero.
Zero.
But wait, two.
Weren't you like, what's wrong with me?
I need to tell you something. What do you know?
Why are you telling me? Hey, why are you telling me?
I'm shy, Estina.
Hey,
but I'm shy,
Estina.
Why are you telling me?
Yeah.
Nyuze, why are you telling me?
Seven a nickname. Seven a nickname.
But I'm a pet name.
Yeah, what do Peewee?
Is that why we don't get invited to the prize?
Like you see, dude has a nose ring inspired by who? Spill.
Oh,
for content, you removed the nose ring.
And the best of all, too, my best,
yeah.
And I heard you road managing him now.
Yes.
With his non-existent gigs. Can do road manager when there are no gigs.
I am manager. So,
it's all, yeah.
So, your woman was released a video explaining how does she feel. You know, like Zealand, Yanda Woods.
What happened?
I get it, they've got this, like, ongoing joke, like, you know.
That's all Zile and Yanda Woods.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Zile's girlfriend put up a video saying, this is how I feel.
Oh, wow. But they're young, this one, you know. But
claim
to pressure like that.
Speaking of the word network, I want to play a game, man. Dudu, I saw you guys are doing that thing on Instagram. Looks cool, man. Where people must guess. You say something and then people must guess who from the team is that person.
Oh.
What's that thing? What game are you playing? Fun facts, yes. Send me the fun facts and then let's let Ghost Lady and Saul guess who it is from the team. Send him to me now.
Oh.
Yeah, let's play it now. No, from the network.
From it's the random. Game you played.
From the game you played. So Onside, ZA. Yeah, send the Spreading Humans one. And okay, Onside, yeah, send.
Now.
Send now.
Oh, playing it now?
Yeah, let's play it now.
Oh, dope.
Did you see the photo shoot we did, how it came out?
Oh, that's beautiful. I love the videos. Shout out, guys. Nice. Great work, man. Well, great work. Who did the video? Is it all shots, of you guys? Shots. Shout out, fam. Beautiful work. Juba level. That's on Juba level, that one, bro.
All right, cool. Let's start with Onside ZA, right? So Onside ZA, they used to be on Fridays. They're now on Tuesdays. What time, Shots? What time are you guys on Tuesdays? 3 p.m.
Dope.
Live, ne? Yeah. The only podcast that goes live on the network.
Mm. Oh, dope. Damn.
Yeah. Tuesday, 3 p.m. Yeah. 9 p.m. 9
p.m.
9 p.m. Yeah. 9 p.m. Yeah.
Why so late?
Soccer, you know, usually the Champions League.
Oh, football evenings. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Makes 100% sense.
So on the team, you know that there's Len Muleko.
Yes.
There's Marco, who's the host.
Marco, yeah.
And then there's Tepi Worldwide. And then the ghost guy.
Yeah.
But he's not part of this game. So one member from Onside ZA owns 58 soccer jerseys. Who's that?
That
must be Marco.
Marco.
Mm.
Penduka. Have you even met these guys?
Len?
Yeah. Come on. Len, I only see him in Arsenal, man.
Yeah.
Sneakers, I'd say Len.
Marco. Yeah.
It's Len.
Wow, for
what?
Real?
Yeah,
so he's got probably 10 Arsenal ones from different season, old ones, collector item ones, right? So it's mostly Arsenal. Locally, what does he support? Chiefs.
What does he support? Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Swallows.
Hey, guys, man, Swallows, man. Swallows.
What
man.
Happened?
No, like it's just the team is crumbling, man.
They fired
they're fucking up the name, bro. That thing. And I saw so now they're leaking like some of the contents that are in some statement that was sent out to the team, the players, and they were like, yeah, in December you only work for 14 days, so they'll get paid for 14 days in December. What is that? This is Morocco Swallow. No, it's an iconic name. Mm-hmm. It's
African football. I know.
Like, fuck, man. Nah, man. Like, about Panyaza Lusuf. Tate Panyaza Lusuf is like a chairman there. They must just rest the name because he loves Swallows. He grew up, he's a big fan of Swallows. And if you love, like, look, man, if I take over Chiefs, you know, and then I run it
to the ground,
at some point, I'll be like, yo, this is a team that I love. Let me just change the name, you know, and call it something else because the Swallows.
It's an iconic name.
And also, didn't they buy the status of Maccabi Tel Aviv or something? That Maccabi team. And then they changed it to Swallows, but it's not working. This is not how we want to remember Swallows. Mm. I mean, fuck, bro.
Oh, shout out to Bafana Bafana. We made it through, eh?
Ntay. It's going to go far. Before the tournament even started.
Nah.
Mark my words.
Yeah.
It's painful to watch them, but they're winning. You know what I mean? It's painful to watch, but it's like, yo, bro.
Do you think we're going to make it through Morocco? That's a tough one, bro, because they're the favorites, man.
We will, man. I trust. We will. I feel like we're not playing the best football, but we will. And you can still win sometimes if luck is on your side.
You know? Yeah, if we beat Morocco, we got a good chance of going far, man.
Yeah, really, maybe really so because you are Senegal, go semi or something like, outside your money. But semis, man, I hope we make it to the semis, man.
Mm. Okay, cool. This next person on Side ZA studied music and is a drum and percussion artist.
Tepi.
Tepi, ne?
Mm. Wait, studied music, drum, percussion?
Mm.
Tepi was in the arts.
Was in the arts.
Tepi, yeah.
Tepi, ne? Yeah, you guys really don't know your employee, your colleagues.
For real?
Yeah.
It's Marco. Studied music?
Yeah.
Whoa, he doesn't look like a guy who studied music.
What does a guy who studied music look like?
Like, you know, like arty-farty musician, you know what I mean? He doesn't give off. He's very, like,
prim
and proper and, like, you know? Seems like a guy who got an A for maths, you know, or something. You know, so
did computer science.
Or did computer science. Mm. Yeah, it seems very nerdy. So you don't expect a guy like that to play percussions, you know?
And lastly, Tepi Worldwide holds the record for the longest marathon radio show with DJ Spool.
Oh. When did they do this now?
I think it was
Massive
on
Metro.
Massive Metro.
Yeah.
Isn't that a Guinness World Record?
Yeah, it should be.
How long is the radio show? How long was the show?
Can you check for us? It's pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, it is. Wow.
And how long is the longest podcast? Maybe we should do that at Mandela's house when he raises funds.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do that. Mm. Actually. Yeah, because we're going to have random people who are for the course come through. We'll have a chit-chat with them. What's been happening? What's going on?
Ish,
we can have
a
fucking
man.
Performance.
Ish, a lot of work. Hey, take that
we
out,
can,
man.
We can have a performance.
Yes, please.
Now, come on. Let's do it, bro.
Yeah.
The Long Walk Podcast, yeah? Okay, the Long Walk Podcast. The Long Walk Podcast. Let's do it. The Long Walk Podcast.
Rent is due.
Yeah.
It's more like the Long Walk to Financial Freedom.
Yeah, the Long Walk Podcast. Hey, nice. Come on. Oh, yeah, and how I know all those weird Guinness records, I follow Guinness records, man. That's how I know all those funny records, because they pop up randomly.
No one doubted you, dog. You didn't have to put that disclaimer on.
No, I just remembered now.
Oh, okay.
Because I was taking a shower and I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, now I remember. Then I saw it. I'm like, yeah.
All right, cool. So, are you checking for us? Fat check. Oh, you got it. Let's hear.
Ah.
According to an article on Google, it does state that this was a world record until 2 years back. Currently, there is a new world record. But yes, DJ Spoo had the longest music radio show.
How long was it?
I have to now look because it doesn't show.
Okay, yeah. And then check the longest podcast, like on record. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's go to the Bantuizies. Are you ready for the Bantuizies?
Yeah.
So Bantuizies, we've got Yanda Woods, Zile
and Sima. And Sima, yeah, this is going to be easy.
All right, so someone from there plays piano. Plays piano.
Oh, obviously, it's Yanda Woods.
Yanda Woods.
Yeah, rich girl, piano, Englini. Mm. Parents give piano lessons. They pay someone to come give the piano lessons. It's Yanda Woods, bro.
Ghost Lady?
I'll say Sima.
Sima. Ghost Lady, you would be right.
Thank you.
Sima plays piano.
Sima plays piano.
Yes. Wow, yes,
I'm so wrong.
Yes.
And I was so sure and so confident.
And then someone from the crew speaks Mandarin.
Oh, it's a papa now. There's only one person who loves pop there, man. There's only one nigga that loves pop, like nobody else.
Wow. So.
It's Zile.
Wow.
It's Zile.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, go
I say Yanda.
Yanda. Yeah. Dude, you do not know your colleagues. You haven't got one right.
But I know he loves pop, man. What the hell? Zile loves his pop, man.
So you took that and connected to Mandarin. Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay.
It's Yanda.
Okay.
Yanda Woods. Mandarin, wow. That's a flex, bro. That's like some rich girl thing. Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's... you're sending me popcorn and cheese.
Wow.
Oh, it's still missing. I will play it next week.
Where does she learn Mandarin?
Hey?
Where does she learn Mandarin?
Maybe at school, bro.
Yeah, at school. They said school.
You didn't give me one about Zile.
Dr. Uma talking about her school when it says South African kids are learning Mandarin in school.
Sorry, what?
Dr. Uma, remember that viral video on the Breakfast Club?
Oh, yes.
Talking
to
Charlemagne and them, and it was the Chinese are taking over. Mm. They are going to, in South Africa, they're learning Mandarin.
Yeah.
Speaking of, do you hear, what's this? I saw on the prep that we are importing 300 million chicken feet or something from China. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have a Maotwana of our own.
No, aren't we exporting?
We're exporting. Thank goodness. Our hambe, fairly. Our tatimlezi, our hambe, fuck it. A Maotwana is the most pathetic, most useless piece of chicken ever.
Dude, I love them, bro.
God ingrained for us to eat it. I'm sure you have all looking inside.
I love them. Remember when I told you I was having a pry last week? Bring pry on. I love them, dog.
You brought a Maotwana to the pry.
Yes.
You know, Mac, we're a pry. I told you guys, we want the kids. And they were a pack of Maotwana. And I was like, what in the trotters? Who's Maotwana? I'm not just prying. Come by. You love those things.
I love them, dog.
I don't get people to love a Maotwana.
Cut them up. I even buy them on the side of the road. Mm. Hey, bye-bye.
Yes. And a pele-pele.
Give me 20 bucks. I'm sorted.
Look, I get in Gingila. I get to be in the... How many Maotwana do you need to be full?
Well, I eat them for snack, dog. Snack. So I eat about like 10.
Nah, man. By ropa, too. Like, I... Oh, once, I like, bought these, in, I bought two of these things. I cannot die.
And it's a...
I'm shining at 2 feet. No fucking ways. This is a fucking ripoff. What is this? You can't even get full from these things, man.
And it's a family thing now. Me and my kids will see it in Braille.
Maotwana.
Yeah.
By show of hands, who enjoys a Maotwana?
I don't.
Ooh,
I make them for my child. My child loves them, and my husband also eats.
Guys,
them.
Don't be scared of Saul. It's just Saul, guys.
Guys, how?
Yes, like it tastes. Number one, it's like rubbery.
Guys.
Hence, why do they overcompensate with the spice and the pele pele?
When I share 6 card and get tea.
Because you need to overcompensate. I want to spin. I want to indulge your eye. I'm not. It's been.
It's been. Yo.
You don't need spice for it's been.
Salt.
Over us bega lapa. Uti a pinch of its eye. That's it. Mnandi. It's been. Inyama. Mnandi. Now I'm going to fucking six guys. Fucking. Just to try get a bit of taste out of the bag. I mean, I'm out on the guys. Ay, ay, ay. Thank goodness. They must take more amount on it from Tata Wonke. We don't need them shit in this country, man. We'll keep the breasts and the thighs, you know?
What am I going to tell the kids when we're out of chicken?
Good luck. Your teeth are
cut. That's why I tell you.
I was born.
I was watching Ahambi, like a child. They ran away.
None of us go, eh? We can go.
Very check.
The longest marathon for a podcast is 153 hours.
Okay, how many? Let's calculate. How many days is that?
Oh, that's like just over 6 days or 5 days.
Oh, no,
days.
We ain't doing that. Nah, we ain't doing that.
No, guys.
Especially
no.
For a record.
We got chicken feet to eat.
we cool. Especially for a record that can be broken. Like, someone else will do it. Then there'll be 400 hours, 500 hours. You can't keep up.
Can we manipulate it somehow? Like, it looks like we are in the studio, but we are not.
We have some AI technology.
You need proof. Either because normally Guinness would bring someone, which I doubt they do now, but you need proof, like video proof, and it needs to meet a certain standard so that don't cheat.
For we love Madiba, but not that much.
We'll raise it. We'll find a way of raising it, man. of going there and, that's too long.
Yeah.
Because now you don't have to sleep.
Can't you do something during a podcast?
Oh, what if we ask the chillers to each bring a chicken feed and then we send them to China?
No.
They need a lot, dog. I mean, they need like 300. What? They need a lot. Anyway. Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
I try to say this and we got derailed.
Yeah.
What do you think of Prince KB after being told by Ralph Gum, don't make the remix of Take Me To My Love? He's did the remix. Well, it feels like he already did the remix.
He's undermining him.
I'm undermining him. Yeah, because he had tweeted that he's thinking of doing a three-step or Afrotech remix of, but I feel like he already did. And he didn't expect Ralph Gum
to
say no. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Because now, Lipsa the Villain has it. Lipsa was playing it. You know those videos Lipsa the Villain does of him mixing and doing transitions and tricks? And he played
What if it's PR, dog?
Hey, Prince Gibby loves PR, né? Mm. Yeah, but still, that's it. Don't do it, man. You know?
No, but what if I'm saying, what if he spoke to Rough Gum and it's part of the PR rollout?
Yeah.
I don't see. Maybe. I wouldn't know. That's possible.
Yeah, you got to get creative now, bro.
Nah?
These PR rollouts of songs.
But just drop the music, bro.
Ah, that doesn't work, dog. You need something now. Mm. You can't just drop
the music. But how does that translate into people listening to the music?
It brings attention. Like,
you trained for a day or two, but...
But now I want to hear the remix.
Yeah, now I want to hear because...
I want to hear
it. And now I'm speaking about on Africa's biggest podcast.
Danko, job done.
Hey, it worked. Mm. Damn. Well done. I fell for that one. Damn.
That's it. Are you learning some people?
You finessed.
That's how you push us off.
That's how you push us off.
Hey, finessed. You finessed.
That's what you do.
Ah, man.
You got something?
No, I've got nothing. Oh, you're done. I'm good.
All right, cool, man. Let me read some announcements.
Oh, shout out to the courts, man. There's a lady who's gone 12 years. No. 12 months. She's gone to prison. Because, in layman's term, because she's denying access to her
saw
baby
that.
Daddy.
Yes, I saw
but
that.
She's in thingy of courts.
Ooh.
What is it? In contempt of court. Because there was two court orders that said, grant Itaima access to Mdana for alternating weekends. And she refused, you know, consistently, like refused. And now 12 months, gone.
We're getting somewhere
as a country. We're fighting Israel. We're sending moms who are denying baby daddies access to their kids.
We must go to Umpobadim next.
Umpobadim means that
she's denying access to
yes. No. Wait,
he must take her to court, so the court just can't come for Mpo.
No, not
in Nyamzuela. I'm not sure I'm about to ask a question. Like,
speak on the mic, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm about to ask a question. The question is, like, what do ladies get from depriving the baby daddy if he wants to also have time with the child? Because then at least it gives you time to yourself, and at least then you know that the child is happy.
Everyone is happy, yeah.
You know, so unlike situations where there's a father who doesn't even want to be involved, but he's fighting to, no, I want to have another, like, alternative, whether it's weekends, whatever the arrangement, that I want to have time with the child. So it also gives you time, you know, because everyone wants that break now and then. Like, you don't want the responsibility, the sole responsibility of the child being on you. So, and I always ask myself, like, especially when there's a father who really wants and is willing to fight, you know, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, but these fathers are also doing too much as well.
Which fathers?
Also.
These kids don't remember shit from like 1 to 5.
1 to 5?
Yeah, they won't remember anything. So maybe see them after about 6 years.
Ah, eh, MacGyver. This is you as a present father trying my Otwana daily for your kids.
I see what you're trying to say.
Thank you. No.
But those years matter because by the time you see, you can't just arrive when the kid is 6.
Yeah.
Because as much as they won't remember, my daughter won't remember half the stuff we did when she was 3. But my face being around, you know, there.
It makes it easy.
Like, yeah. There's a bond that is being formed. And those are very crucial foundation years as well. So that by 6, when you take her on the first flight, you take her to the beach for the first time and all these things, we've created that solid
bond.
Exactly. Yeah, but she won't remember, dog.
No, she will.
She will. No, she's in grade. Oh, you remember stuff from
5 years old?
Grade R or preschool? Preschool!
No. You don't remember.
You don't remember things from preschool. Maybe like
7. 6, 7, I remember.
Yeah, but that was exactly 5, 6, 7, 4.
Yeah, that's like primary, that's preschool.
Four. Yeah, but 2, 3, I don't remember shit.
No, of course, no one does.
So that's what I'm saying.
We don't remember shit.
But still, you have to be present there as a dad. No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, nah.
Don't listen to Matt, guys.
Listen, the fathers must do too much. Yeah. They must continue doing too much.
Like, I
and
love
moms,
the help of
thing.
My husband making sure he's there daily.
Yeah,
for
but
the kids.
Kid won't remember. That's all I'm saying.
I don't care. I remember. Me.
So it's for you. So it's for you.
It's for me, exactly.
You remember.
Maybe that's why then women would be angry because you're not there, you know?
Anyway, as we all know, January is tough for everyone.
It's tough.
But if you love betting, then EasyBet has got your back.
Oh, yeah?
Elevate your betting game with easybet.co.za, the site with the biggest bonuses in South Africa. Dive into a world where sports, slots, and casino games come alive. You'll get a huge head start at EasyBet with their 50 Rand sign-up bonus. No deposit required, and here's the real game changer. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% match up to 1,000 Rands. What about if your team lets you down? EasyBet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that? So if you were to bet between Morocco and SA, what do you think the score would be, Penduka?
Score, what are
you
going for? 1-0 to South Africa.
1-0 to South Africa. Yeah, because,
They're a tough team.
Yeah.
We're a struggling team. We'll manage one goal and hold on for dear life.
Yeah. Ready, set, bet. Rush to EasyBet and use the promo code MACG50 for a 50 Rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. Mm. And now it's time for my favorite part of the show, man. How I miss this. It's time to find the chilla.
Oh, are they here? Are they here?
Yes. They're here. No, they're not here.
Oh, shit, man. I love meeting the chillers who get the funding.
But the beauty is, because it's Jan, all of this money is going to outstanding fees for students.
These are student chillers.
Yeah. What we did is, we're not sending the money to the account, we're sending it to the varsity or the
beautiful tuition. The right reference.
Yes.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Background check was done. So we can eliminate
scammers. We're not getting
scammers.
Scammed. We're not getting swindled.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, beautiful.
By the way, if you're a chiller, make sure you become a member so you can help other chillers out there. What we do is, every single month, whatever money we raise from membership, we take it all to chillers. And I'm waiting for the chillers punch money for December to come through so we can start adding. You know, remember I told
matching
you last day? Yeah, matching.
Matching.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out. Beautiful.
So we'll start that soon.
Beautiful. Bro.
But yeah, here we go. So congratulations to Asibabale Zoya. From NMMU. What varsity is that?
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
Full name?
Fact checker, Nelson NM.
University, ne?
So. Oh, that's an old name.
Oh, that's the old name. Oh, the new one is
NMU.
NMU.
NMU of progress.
Zoya owes 9,605.53. So that's going to be paid. Congratulations.
Wow,
congratulations.
Zoya.
Beautiful.
Well done. Congratulations.
Hutato Murapana from DUT owes 9,881.45 of outstanding fees to be settled in order to register. Congratulations, man.
Go register.
DUT is from where?
Durban.
Durban.
Durban University of Technology.
And lastly, Nkosi Ngipile Mkungo from UKZN needs 8,200 rands for academic and res registration.
Mm.
Congratulations, man.
Wow. Nice.
So now when someone owes, it means they paid but they couldn't finish the payment.
Yeah.
Sorry, speak on the mic then.
So it might probably block them to further, register for this academic year. Those who are graduating are unable to get their certificates and their transcripts as well. Yeah.
Wow. So what did we just do now with this money? So what?
You are enabling them to be able to pay for registrations.
So they can go there the whole year.
Yeah. No. Basically, what they're owing is for the previous academic year.
They owe tuition for the previous year.
For the previous
year. So they can't register. They still
need to register.
Yeah. To register, boy. Yeah. But we've cleared it and allowed them now to register.
Yeah.
We've allowed them.
That's dope.
Open the gates, because they closed the gate.
But you could find they still have other difficulties,
Like registration fee.
Yeah.
You can't register. It's expensive to register, guys. It's like 3,000, 5,000.
Mm.
It's tough, bro, the education.
I wanted to go to school, but when I saw those figures,
this year?
When I saw the school. What did you do?
Something in psychology.
Psychology.
Yeah. Science. Usabiskolo. Wow, registration 3,005. Can you sabiskolo? Sabiskolo.
What would you learn if you went back to school?
Law.
Law.
I do law.
Mm.
It's a great tool to have, I think, as a human. Because law is everything, everywhere, every day, contracts. Everyone here has a contract to be here. Your car finance, bond, house is a contract.
But
your
marriage is a contract. For that now, man.
Nah, Mac, you need to understand the law and contracts and how things work. Generally, everything is governed by some law.
Mm. And if you know the law, you can maneuver around it.
Exactly. Mm. So law as
That's
a tool.
Good one.
As a tool, yeah, law, bro.
What would you study?
I thought you'd never ask.
Hey, you love.
Oh my God, I'm supposed to be. And I always forget you.
I say you might be cool leg.
I think business management.
Oh,
yeah,
that's nice. Yeah,
it's something that I've had to learn along the way, but it's not. It's something that I never thought I'd ever like need. Mm-hmm. You know.
Would you prefer like online or would you go full on?
No, full on.
Yeah, me too. I wanna go like to school, the campus. I'm there.
You say con registration.
Eh?
Hey, registration. Say con.
Kaiko. That's the problem.
What would you study? No, it's just psychology. Yeah,
psychology. Like
also sales. Just for sales. I feel like sales runs the world, bro.
Sales does run the world. Like selling, bro.
Selling,
you
need
to sell as a human, eh? If you're not selling yourself, you're selling one thing or the
other. But you know, this is...
Get your mind out of Dubai, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Not your body. Your skills, Mac. Hey, Mac, but I understand. Hey, filthy mind.
Ghost lady, you done?
I'm good.
All right, cool, man. Penduka.
Guys, we need to interview Luvo Manyonga, man.
Who's that?
Luvo? So the kid... I saw he's going to be on I Blew It, right? And I've been meaning to ask what happened to him. He used to be like a kid, grew up in Kasi, had problems of drugs, yeah? And then he beat the drug problem and went on to be a world champion in long jump, South African kid, you know? And then poof, just disappeared.
Hey.
You know, like what happened, because it was such a great trajectory. He had beat the drugs, but I suspect drugs happened again. You know? Inspiring story, man. Like really inspiring story.
Oh, let's get
so,
it.
So yeah, I think you make for a great interview. Yeah. Obviously, when I blew it, I'll just speak of when, and probably to find it didn't maybe make millions and millions, you know athletics. Mm. But just as a story, I think it's interesting.
Can we do it, dude?
Yeah. Luvo Manyonga, yeah.
Whatever soul wants, soul gets, yeah, man. Let's make it happen.
I want a billion rands.
Right, soul wants a law degree.
We just want Soliano t-shirts. That's all. We don't want much.
Just a keeper. And I like that one that you're wearing. You know, I love pink. So ready. Me.
Okay, cool. No stress.
All right, man. We are here. Podcast and cheers.
Peace.
Boom.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.